Good. Let me give Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, "Rabbi Eli Oz Eliezer Oimer, Edim Zaymimin Mamayda Mishalma, Amilk Leloki, Mishum Nelab Bnei Asra Ninu." All right. So we're discussing now the din of Edim Zaymimin. That the Mechayiv Mammon and not Malkus, Mamoina Mishalmi, Umilk Leiloki. So until now, what do we know about this din? Adam Zeriman, Mishalim, we're able to isolate the little sugi right now from the general flow, but just to make, so we don't lose sight of how it fits into the flow of the sugi. So, how does this fit into the flow of the sugi? No, go ahead.
It's one of the exceptions to Rabbi Yochanan's drasha.
Rabbi Yochanan's drasha of right. Kom le'rav minei. Right. How do we know that they get the more chomedika one because of smichas parashis? Good. But the two exceptions, two classic exceptions, are Edim Zemimin and Chabalah. Right. Then the question is: is there a third exception called Ma'anes, or is Ula Cholik entirely in the din and Reb Meir? Good, but now we're zeroing in on Edim Zaymimin. So until now we've said Edim Zaymimin Lukuli Alma is Momin Mishale Milkele Loki. Correct. The only time that Edim Zaymimin get Malkus is no. When do Edim Zaymimin get Malkus? Right. Now, those are examples of situations where. That's the Tosus points out. That's Tzarechian. Right, but when we cannot be mekayim kashazamam, why can we not be mekayim kashazamam in ben gerusha ben chalutza? Right, so we're stuck. So then, and then the opening sugya of Masechtas Makas and the eon that one has to figure out, and that sugya is this top choice is whether. Whether how you relate the kasha zamam is getting malchus some form of a kasha zamam, two parallel tracks, one trumps the other. Not for right now. Right now, so we have the din of Edim Zemimin, we have the din of kasha zamam, and the Gemara says that milki that mishalim mom and milki lelaki, he will not get the more chomer dikedin. And there's no nechbal over here, so it's a pure din of milk of tashlumin trumps malchus. And until now, we have one makor for this din. What's the one makor for the din? What's the Yechanan's makor for the din? No. Very loy. She very loy's makor. Correct. No. Yad biyad. Okay. Yad biyad. What's the Yad B'Yad? It's a program in the summer, no? Yad B'Yad. I don't know if they know the Gemara. So the that's a good PR campaign if they know it. Anyways, so the so Yad B'Yad is a Eloi's Makor for the din that there's a Gzeiras HaKosov that we require in the Sina B'Yad L'Yad. And therefore the Edim Zaymimin are going to be chayiv momin and not malchus. Comes to be loy with another makor for the same din. All right? What's to be loy's makor? Sorry, Eliezer's makor. Eidim zaymin moin mishal mikle loki. Mishum de lav b'nei asra ninu. Because they are not, they cannot receive asra. So since they can't receive Asra, therefore, what's the end of the sentence? They can't be Chayiv Malkus. So Rashi formulates for us, Koidem Eidus, the Lav and Asra Ninu, Koidem Eidus, Kenim Eforshin and Rava, V'ozil, Hilchach I'iko Lemanshinu, Loitan Shinu Elomomoin, Dein Oynesh Haguf B'loy Asra. Right? In other words, what's Rashi pointing out over here? What's Rashi stressing over here? that ain't oynish mamon, ain't oynish a guf. And therefore you have to do oynish mamon. Loitan chinu elo mamon. No. What's the nakuda Rashi ben? Normally, chabola and Adam and the basin wants to calculate how much hezek. Do we require hasra there? Reuven stole money from Shimon. Comes to Bezin. Bezin paskins v'heishim z'esher gozal. Does Bezin require hasra? No. Will Bezin require hasra before Hashem's gzela? Obviously from Rashi, no. Right? Why not? It's because it's not an oynish aguf, or was that? It's not an oynish bechlau. Sashlumen. So lezman the polik is a davar poshut moed that you don't require hasra for bezin to simply say I stole money, right? I signed a contract. I owe a person money. Does bezin say where's the hasra? So for tashlumen, obviously you don't require asra. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Omar Ula, minayin la'asra min ha-Torah. What's the makor for the din of asra? Shenemar, v'ish asher, nikaches achosu bas'ov bas'imoy, v'ro'o es ervosa, otu b'riya talya milsa, Elaan sheyer eyu tamay shel davar. It was this phrase, viros ervosa, has nothing to do with the din. Yikach esachoyse basovim. Should be begilas ervosa, not viros ervosa. So the Gemara darshins sheyer eyu tamay shel davar. Let's see, Eo Tami Shadavar. Why is it here? Shehi Ervaloi. V'hai kroga v'koris ksiv. But in the Indian lega v'koris. The whole din shemayim v'loi v'yasra. The kami shemayim galyim shayu amazin. Right, again, what's Rashi pointing out over here? The purpose of hasra is what? No? What's the purpose of Asra? No. Mimavkim in Shayu Lemezid. Right? The Rambam writes in Sanhedrin, Yud Beis Beis, right? Yud Beis Beis. Rambam writes in Sanhedrin, the guy can be a huge Talmud Chacham. He still requires Asra. Right? The guy could have gone to Yeshiva Ketan and he learned as a Nisa Rav Baal HaChaisai. He knows it's Asr. So why does he require Asra? So the Gemara says, the Rashi says, Kameshmaya Galia. When it comes to a din min hashamayim, there's no requirement for asra, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the guy shogeg l'meizid. So what's viro? Haikra shayu tamei shel davar. So the Gemara says, if ain't a inyan likoreis. How do we get the next page? Teneu in the Malkins, Devei Chizk Yitona, Nada Makar B'chi Yozit Ish El Re'eu Lahorgo Ba'orma, Shehisru Boy, V'dayin Hu Mezin. In other words, it has to be Mezin. Devei Bishmol, B'moitzim Oso Mekoshish Eitzim. What's Pshat? What's the Lashon there? What's the Pasuk? Point is that it's present form. Shehisru boy v'dainu v'koshesh. Devei Rebbe Tana. Al dover sh'ina. Al iskei dibur. Utsricha. All right, again. So all we have now is various mekoros that there's a requirement of No, of Asra. And these are all in examples of at least Malkus and maybe Misa Bidei Beisdin. Utsricha. The Ikos of Rachmona Acho. You say, why do we need all these Makaris? Because I would have said Chayvei Malkus in. Chayvei Misa's law. He doesn't require Asra. Kos of Rachmona Ki Yosef. Because of Rachmona Ki Yosef. Min Hani Milei Saif to kill. Avo Skilu Dachamur Emaloi. Tsricha. Tartim Nisgon Lomali. All right, the Lasuyin is Rafin. The Rabbonin Milsa, the Aspikal Machoimer, Turkman Kosakros. Ligma Minachanami Milsa, Aspikal Machoimer. The point is that the Gemara says we need a Makor for Malkus, and we need a Makor not only for Misa, but also for different forms of Misa. Why? Gemara says, because I could have said Malkus in, but Misa does not require a Sra. Why would I have said that? I might have said Saif to kill, Aval Skilu de Chamurai Maloi Tzricha. So what's the Gemara pointing out? That as the Onish becomes more Chomor, then I need another Raya that it requires Hasra. Now Yoytzim he calls that Hasra min Atara Minayin. The Gemara does not bring a single source that we have Hasra Lagabe Yechi of Momen. Because Lagab Yechi of Momen, first of all, if Momen is Tashlumen, doesn't matter Shayyar Mezid. He borrowed money, you have to pay back. There's no Shayyar Mezid Shayach. Right? So our Rashi says, but what happened? What's the Chiddush Lagab Yezememin? That here the Chi of Tashlumen is not, no, is not a Chi of Tashlumen. Here the Chi of Tashlumen, the Chi of Momen is Onesh. Right? So Rashi says, but you looked at the Gemara, you'll see that you only require Asra Lagabe Oinshi Aguf. No, Lagabe Oinshi Momen. Right? You only require Asra for Merchomer Dik Oinish. And not only that, but I need a Raya as the Oinshi become Merchomer, I need another Raya for it. Good? Correct. Okay, good.
No, I think it's like, I mean, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't even know where he's getting the source from, but it's apparently there's more market that says he's going to be asked by Mom.
Okay. I didn't follow that up. That's what the rest of the points that over here. Ain't Tzarech Hasra. So if it's Tzarech Ian Ksaz, what's the Tzarech Ian? I didn't follow it up. So the Gemara says, so how do we know the last b'nei asro ninu? Omar Ravam, and since they're not b'nei asro, therefore they can't get oinshei guf. And therefore, all that's left for them is tashlumen. All right? So again, so what's the Gemara? How does it fit into the flow of the sugya? The sugya is that kom levin rabba minei. Rabbi Yechanan says that im zoymin are exception. Rabbi Eloi says why the exception? Xeris hakosef. Rabbi Eliezer says why are they an exception? Because they're not shayach. They can't get oin shei guf. Right? They're not an exception because somehow, komle bin rabine in principle is upended. It's not that they're not eligible for komle rabine. It's that they're simply not eligible for the mechomer d'gedin. Right? So it's different than what Rabbi Loi's point. Rabbi Loi is saying, seems to say, that Edom Zayman, they could get kashir zomam. But the Torah says that within kashir zomam, Tashlumen will preempt an Oinshei Guf. Right? But according to Abilai, they could get Oinshei Guf. According to Abilazar, so the Gemara says that Edom Zaymimin are not B'nai Yisro. because they could be are not could never get Oin Shri Aguf because not B'nai Asra. Where it says, why they're not B'nai Asra? Omar Rava. Let's finish the Rashi. So Rashi says, "Va'afal gav de gabe ben Yush ben Chalutza oinshin lu malkis b'lay asra." I'll tell me what is Reuza talking about. The whole sichta of Makis begins with Adam Zayvimin, right? So what's he talking about that you can't give oinshin guf with Adam Zayvimin or because of not b'nei asra? That's mamish masechtas Makis. So he says. Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, and Shinu Lumalkus, Belay Asra, Hashem Zer Sakosov, the Ashkun Bumalkus, Bedia, Vay Ben Hakis, Umekmina Likra, Ben Mide, Delay Motis Lemen Shinu, Bikasha Zoma. Avalhecha the Motis Lema Abed, Buhazoma, Lay Shaykh Bumalkus. Again, so what's Rashi explaining? What's the Beliezer's din? What's really is then? Adam Zayman come in, they do their Hazama. Bezin has to give them Kasher Zomam if they can. If they can't give them Kasher Zomam, so then there's a Xeris HaKosov that they get Malkus. Part of the Xeris HaKosov is that they get Malkus without Hasra. So this. According to Eliezer, the Masecht of Makis begins with the exceptional form of Makis. A Makis on without Asra. Voyim bin Akois, Umaikmina Likra, Bemided le Motzis le Manchinu, Mikasha Zoma. Avalhecha de Motzis le Ma'abid bu Azoma, but where you could do the din of Hazoma, so then le Shayach be Malkus. Not because in any way this is an exception to Kol Nid Rabbeinu. It's because it's simply that the Torah said there's no Morchom B'Digadin. It's not Shaykh to get a Morchom B'Digadin. Right? That's why Tosfos at the very top says, how could that be? Doesn't that mean that it's a Eidos Shei Ato Yochol Azima? And one of the cardinal principles of Eidos, it has to be, every Eidos has to be neat and vazoma. So Tosfos points out that the Shloimer Dalechoshiv Eidos Shei Ato Yochol Azima only in a situation where there's some outside factor which makes it impossible to be Mekayim Hazoma. But Aval Hocha Niskaima Hazoma B'Malkus. That's what Zach was saying before. Is this that apparently the way Tos understands it is that Malkus by Ben Grusha Ben Chalutz is a Kiyam and Hazoma. It's not an alternate Hazoma. It's a Kiyam and Hazoma. Otherwise, the Eidos should be an unacceptable Eidos. And I say it's Mukhmer to say it this way. What the Hezber is, Sarachian. Right? Means you can kind of a kasher zoma. So now Tosfos is saying, we got to say it this way. Because every Eidos to be acceptable has to be an Eidos that's neat and vazoma, we're going to have to say that when we give Malkus, and the reason we're giving Malkus is because we can't do kasher zoma, we're doing kasher zoma. So something's going round and round and round. It's a sir mine obey. So we have to figure this out. But first, Pshan Sugya. So the Sugya says, the Lad B'nei Asra Ninu, that's the reason why Edom Zayimimin will not be subject to Komle Bid Rabba Minei. Omer Rava Teida. Now what's the right that they can't get Asra? So Machlekes Rava Nabai. Rava says, technicality. When are you going to give him Asra? Mi Ikra? You're going to give him Asra well before the Maaseh. Amre Ishtalion. So they'll say, we forgot about it. They'll come to Bezin. Bezin will say, where's the Asra? And the Adam will say, oh, that was 10 minutes ago. That was 20 minutes ago. That was a day before. Maybe the day before, Efshal Asrei, he says, Yoyim Oishah Kodim Sheiru Aedus. So, Ishtalion, we forgot about it. So, our Maisa was in a Maisa with the Hazona of Hasra. Good. So then, what's it going to be? It's going to be B'shas Masa, the way that we normally assume. Normal Hasra. Nisri Bumika, Om Ishtalion. Nisri Bu B'shas Masa. So, Parashim V'loi Mishadei Afilu Emes. What's how do you understand this line?
How does that work? Don't they have a chiv to testify if they know Edus? They can't just say, oh, you don't trust us, so we're not going to give Edus.
Right.
It doesn't work.
They will not be Mekayim there. Right? So, one step before, what's the Gemara saying? Before I ask the Kasha, what's the Gemara saying? What's the pshat in the line?
We could do that.
There's the Edom get up to testify, right? Now, what should happen then? No?
Why would they put themselves in the Malkum Sekhanat or the Malkum Tzareth? Meaning, why would, you know, maybe they'll have a clear, but like they'd say, why should we testify for ourselves?
Good. So then Gal's saying, but the Mechuri testify. Was that? So, but even before that, what's the Hasra over here? In other words, what's Rava suggesting? How does Hasra look? Two guys have to testify, and then what? And then they haven't said anything yet. So what's the Hasra going to be? Who's going to? Two guys come into Beis Din, right? And they say they want to bring Reuven in on. They tell that Reuven did the murder. Right? So now what happens? So they come to Beis Din. So Beis Din begins to do a Drisha Chakira, no? No, what do you say, Sammy? Who does that? Basin is they're not since we're in Basin the Edom. The Edom have to give Asra. Who's that? Other than the what?
That's our thing are against the Edom's Zomim.
And what happens? And before the Edom that are going to be Zomim say a word.
That's close to us. Let's ask why is not Asra something?
Right.
It says because the Edom know they're going to lie. So
I understand, but just before that, right?
Why can't Beis Din itself be the ones who give the Asra?
What is that?
Why can't Beis Din himself give the Asra?
They don't have to give Asra. The Asra has to come from the Edom. So the Beis Din will be the Edom. But the Beis Din can't say Mano Yisim.
I mean, the Edom, the Kasher Edom, who
the Mezimim. The Zoyim and the Mezimim. So what are we imagining over here? Now, apparently, we're imagining the Mezimim know before that these Edom are going to be testifying. And so the Mezimim know, right, the word is out, that, you have to remember, nothing happened, no murder, maybe murder took place, maybe not, but assume a murder took place, otherwise it's very hard to testify. It has to be a habeas corpus, right? So a murder took place, and the word is out that Reuven and Shimon are going to frame Yehuda and Levi. All right? So Yisachar and Zvulun know that they're on a cruise with Reuven and Shimon for the last 2 months. All right? So 2 months on a cruise can make enemies, right? So they follow the guy to Beis Din, and apparently they know that something is up. And before they give Eidos, so they say, we are going, know that if you do an Eidos, you could be over the lab of Lisan Recho Eishaker, and we are going to say Manu Yisim. Who's that?
Why is that doing the Mezimim?
Yeah, I don't understand.
The Edom.
Why can't there be two people? There's in Beis Din who would tell the Edom before they testify. So if you lie, you're going to get.
You know what? But
the situation happens that two other people come and say, Iman Ra'isa, and then you're going to get the chiyuv that you want to give this.
Okay, so in other words, so you want to say that's all part of the preparation of the Beis Din. In other words, you want to say what Sammy was saying, that the Beis Din, even though classically it's the Edom who are testifying against them, have to give the Asra. But let's say for a moment that we'll relax that Din. That's the Din, by any Chi of Misa. It's the Edom who give the Edos have to give the Asra.
The Rambam said that it could be a separate person.
It could be a separate person who's there, B'shas Misa, who sees the whole thing. All right, so was that? Has to be certainly b'fnei Edom. I think so. Yeah, I don't think it's a requirement for us to say it. No, I think one person said it, and he has to respond. Imanu yes, afal pikein. So we're saying over here is saluyut. So then we have a situation where the Beis Din, as part of their protocol of doing drish v'chakira, and Gemara says there's a long protocol, and they warn the Edom of how terrible Sheker is, and they tell him of how Sheker is mimachriv ha'olam. So part of that is to say, and if two other people come in, and if you happen to be Edom Zayman, if you happen to be in a different place, and if two guys come in and testify that you're in a different place, then know that you'll be chayiv kasher zoma. And they have to say, Afal P. Kain. Right? So at that point, the Gemara says, Parshi. Right? Parshi v'loy misade. So they're going to say, Mali l'tzarezu. I don't remember things so well. It's not so clear to me anymore. Right? I don't remember so well. Right? So again, Mutter Osir, it could be that, it could be that Beis Din will then have to be mashviya them. And it could be that they won't take the shvua, right? But, first of all, they're not going to say Afal Pikein. Right? Why should they say Afal Pikein? I say, well, the Beis Din can be mashviya these people to take a shvua, or they can force them to be meyed. I don't know if the Beis Din can force them to Afal Pikein. I don't know. To be makabel, this kind of an oynish. So parshe, v'lo misade. So it won't. So b'shas mas in the course of the testimony, Beis Din is. What I thought the pshat is that Beis Din is not going to force them to be makabel. In other words, Bazin's job is to get them to be meyid. So it'd be inconsistent for Bazin to say at the same time, you should know one thing to say that if you're shakronim, you're doing a terrible thing. But to say that you're exposing yourself to two other people coming in and saying Imanu Hayisem, the truth is that may go beyond the requirement. They may not be mechuyev. Let's say they would say to Beis Din, look, we have a lot of enemies out there. We're afraid that some would say, Mano Yisa. I'm not sure if Beis Din, Tzorchiyim. You have to be Moshe Nefesh, Raidus. I don't know.
Beis Din was not choshesh by all those threats that they tell them that they weren't choshesh.
Yeah. Beis Din's ma'ayim on them to make sure they do it to me. Yeah.
So what's the difference?
The difference only is that here they are, Laniz Daite, Kasha's a good Kasha, that here they are exposing themselves to other people, right? So the Gemara says, Yosef. Tosh is kasha. Right. Right. So again, we point that as a good aura that. But I think that Tosus would answer the same kasha, in the same way. In other words, you're saying it's like a double suffix. So Tosus would apparently say that is all correct in a situation where even the where the Musra is mistapik. In other words, what Yossi is pointing out is that the normally Hasra is that Reuven and Shimon say, we are going to testify again, we're going to take it to Beis Din, because you're in violation of this din. Right? That's why I thought that it should come from the Edom. To say that the Beis Din will say to the Edom, hey, you should know that you're exposing yourself. So Yosef is saying, so that then Tosus' position of Musra falls apart. Musra means he knows he's doing something that's wrong. Right? He knows that he's being boil ala ever right now. Asravik is where the Musra doesn't know if he's going to end up having noiser. Right? Over here, the Musra doesn't know that Adam Zerman, that Mezim are going to come. Right? So Yosef is pointing out that if the Adam are not there and present, then we're back into the Tosas Ra Sofek. Good?
They're still
giving
Eid Sheker, irrelevant whether the Zomer come. Asra has to include like Luna Sheker. The Tosas answer is that as long as the Musra knows for sure that they're violating.
Right.
Those points, they don't have to say that.
Right.
No, but Tosfos is saying that they know they're going to lie, Tosfos' point is that if they lie, so then they're gonna get punished, right?
No.
And how do we know? I mean, how do we know that? Like, we don't know that they're going to lie. Yeah, but they, right? Okay, we do know that they're going to lie, but that seems to mean that. If they lie, so they're
going to
get punished.
No, so Tosfos is saying as long as at the point when the Musra is warned, he knows that what he's doing is wrong, as opposed to he knows what he's doing is punishable. Right? As long as he knows, as long as he's saying a sheker b'mezin. Right? Not a sheker. And not a sheker that will necessarily be punishable. However, I should say that I would support Yosef's kasha from the afalpikain. Afalpikain means he's mekabel asme lemisa. So where is the afalpikain over here? He's mekabel himself that maybe somebody will come in. So I don't know if it's a chisorna nasra, but lechora it's a chisorna afalpikain. That's why lechora. It would mean that the Edom are there, and they're ready to pounce on him, like Sammy said before. And they're ready to, and they said, "We will be mazim." Even though they don't know yet that he's going to be made sheker. Right, so the Gemara says that the prama b'shas masa is parshe v'loy mishadei. And in other words, we're going to lose Eidei Emes. So Gemara says, and the Acher Maisem, Lebesoif, Nisu Lebesoif, Madahave Have. Now, what's the problem? What's the problem with this line?
What was Have a Minute?
That the Hasra will be the Rashi is talking Igdibur. Right? Now, what's the problem? The problem is that Lechor, you can't have Hasra after the Iser. Right? So, what's the Gemara magic? So, Rashi says, no, the Gemara imagines Teichid Igdibur. And then Rashi adds on by saying, Teichid Shuv Einachoizer Umagin. Vein Yechelen Lachzor. So, what's the Gemara? So, the Gemara says, that as soon as they say the Dibur, I mean, practically it's very hard to understand, because what are the Edom are going to be master them, Tochid Dibur, so Taisha says, well, as long as in that parsha, it's still Tochid Dibur. So the Edom are going to say, what you just said was a sheker, and what?
Corrected.
And apparently, and toch kedei dibur, by not correcting toch kedei dibur, right? So then you are maintaining the your position of Edom Zayirman. And the Gemara says, kevin shigit shuvin chayzu magid, ben yichal lachzor. But they're not able to retract at this point.
If it's passed,
they're not able to change their to do 180 on their ages. But how about Maskev Larbai, Vinisrei Tochenei Dibur, sorry, Vinisrei Vog Tochenei Dibur. So Asro should be Tochenei Dibur. Right, I'm sorry. It's already after the Aveir. So Baye says that we can give him Asro Tochenei Dibur. Right? What's Tochenei Dibur? So how will that help? Because now they're still in the middle of the Aveira. They can still be Choyzer. Right, so for some reason, Rava does not accept this possibility for Asra, and Abaye does. Maskelar of Achabre Dervika, Venisribu Meikra, Venirbuzbu Vermise. We could do Meikra and somehow maintain the. Maintain it in such a way that they will be, we will know they've been mazed, but they're not going to be parshe. Hoder Amar Baya Lav Milsi, the Amri, Isalka Daitach, Edim Zayman Tzrichin Asro. So Baya said, my Eitza, I don't need my Eitza. My Eitza that we could do Hasra, Tarechin De Dibur, and therefore they are B'nei Hasra. It's not correct. Why? Isalka daitach. Eidim zayman tzrichan asra, ki loy masrinan bu, loy katlinan lu. Mi'ikam midei, de inu, boy kotel beloy asra, ve inu bo asra. Ha'bidim v'sizim kasher zomam. V'lekom. So it's Abaye saying, I don't need Rama's Malach that technically there's no possibility of Asra. So why are they not getting Malchus? Why are they Mishalim? Why was he a Drasha?
Elamayata the high duloy bo asrom mishum kasha zomam, who malchus shall zayme edus. No, before that, elav milsi shiu edim zayme tzrichen asra. Right? They don't. So, are you reading this Rashi?
I mean, the Rashi, all Rashi is saying, I mean, Abaye is saying lav milsi dami. Because he's even saying just going up the edim zomam don't need asra, or he's going back and even saying. We don't need Rashas and Edom's own and don't need Asra. So, by some of the people, they're saying that they want to read that Abaye, all he's trying to say is that Edom's own and don't need Asra, but you still need the Drash and Tami that you don't, that you pay Mammon of a Machlis, because that situation is where the Machlis isn't coming from.
But the first step is that supporting of Eliezer's din, that Edom Zomimin. Our Mishalim Vili Milki to Lab Bnei Asra Ninu.
Just when the Malchus is coming, you can cash it
up. Right. Okay, good. So, but why they Lab Bnei Asra Ninu?
Just because you don't need it to Mechayev.
You don't need Asra to Mechayev. Why?
They're trying to mechayev misa without a maisa betzicha, bechlal, right? They're trying to mechayev misa without a maisa bia bechlal, right? So therefore, we should be mechayev them kashazoma. So heyois that the maisa bia, which they are fabricating, obviously didn't have hasra. So therefore, their Maisa Ritzich, their Oynesh should not have Asra. How do you connect the dots over here? The Maisa which they are describing, that never took place. So obviously they didn't have Asra. So therefore, the punishment that we want to give them should be a punishment without Asra, the Aveira which they are ascribing to somebody else, didn't have Asra. Therefore, we should punish an Aveira that was done without Asra. Is that a correct logical sentence? The Torah says, V'sizma kashazom l'asois. Right? Now, where does Asra come from? Why are we doing Asra? No? Mavchin meimezid. So what do we want to be mavchin? Exactly, what nekuda we be mavchin? With the what?
The person knows the din.
Whether the Adam Zaymimin, when they did their alleged Aveira, did they do it b'mezid b'shoigeg? They know the din, b'mezid b'shoigeg. All right? So now, the Gemara says, the Torah says, v'asizm l'kashe zomam. What does that mean? That Reuven and Shimon, they came into the base and they testified. They fabricated Yehuda and Levi's, they fabricated Yehuda's murder. That Yehuda murdered somebody, right? So, and therefore they tried to kill Yehuda without ever giving Yehuda hasra, right? So since they fabricated a story, and in there, and therefore, obviously, they were trying to knock off Yehuda by creating a story, and clearly there was not Asra in the story. So therefore, we don't need to establish whether Reuben and Shimon did their Maisa Aveira b'mezid or not. That's what the Gemara is saying? Does it make any sense? That's the next step in the Gemara. But that's only by Ben Grusham and Chalutza. All right? Yes, that was bothering me. Vasisim l'kashe zomam means we have to do the Adam what they did to somebody else. All right? So now we're saying that because of Vasisim l'kashe zomam, because they wanted to murder a person without him being a murderer. Right? So Mela, Vasra. Right, it's almost like they wanted to bring about the death of another person. You're right. Obviously, there could be an Asra because we are accepting the idea that Imanu Yisrael, they weren't even there. Correct. So now the Torah says, "Well, we have to do to the Edom." So therefore, what that means, we have to kill the Edom without knowing whether they did it b'mezid or not. How do you connect the dots? We don't know whether these Edom did a maisav hazad or not. So then we can never determine that because if we would determine that, that means we would be giving a punishment that's not in sync with what they wanted to accomplish. Right? And that's the. But does it make any sense to say that will now demand that the Maisa Averu, which they did, will be evaluated differently than other Maisa Averu? To say, so we're now saying that we are going to evaluate the Maisa Averu differently because of the halacha and the onus we have to give him. Why is that correct? We should be able to say, I'm going to give him the same thing. Death, death, murder, murder. Good. But I still have to know if the Maisa Averu is the Maisa Averu. Amazing. We have a halacha, a Gemara, in Sanhedrin. So how did Chazal understand the Vasivim Kasha Zomim Lasois is also teaching us a din that impacts the evaluation of the Maisa Averu? No, Bali doesn't bother you. It's a kasha, not a kasha. No. I know it's Sunday morning, but FLP came. Are we crossing lines over here?
The Rebbe's question is, why is Hasra part of the Cheshbon of Kasha Zalim?
Correct.
Part of the Cheshbon. It should just be the owner. It shouldn't be like the whole.
No, doesn't that make sense? If I would ask you, Kasha Zomam, categorize it. What is it? What is it describing, Kasha Zomam? What is it telling the basin to do? Let me ask you another question. Does the basin relax the drisha of Hakira of the Adam Zayman? Yalm and Marcus, right? So there's any mission Marcus which says, I mean, it couldn't be that because the Basin doesn't know they're going to be Adam Zayman, right? The Basin sits down with the Adam Zayman and gives him a Risha Hakira. Otherwise, they wouldn't be Adam Zayman. That's part of Adas. So this Basin is a halacha that says we're not going to do Risha Hakira in Adam Zayman. Can't be. It's logically impossible because it can't be Adam. So Hasra is part of their eidos, part of their mice, part of what they're doing wrong, part of their chait. So why should we say that we're going to punish you for a different chait because you fabricated, because you said an eidos sheker, and in your eidos sheker, in your eidos, you described an event which obviously didn't have Asra. No, isn't it strange? No, what do you say? Strange? Go ahead.
Could Abai be saying that, like, since we're establishing that you need Hasra, if we say that you need Hasra for the Adam Zombie to be punished, then it's going to be very difficult for us ever to be able to implement Kasha Zaman because it'll be difficult for them to ever get a punishment because it's difficult to have Asra. If we say Asra is necessary, then we're saying it's going to be very, it's only some cases we're actually going to be able to have punishment.
That's what Abai does say.
I thought you were saying they have to be identical processes. So
good, good. I'll say the way you're saying it. But it still bothers, wouldn't it still bother you though?
Well, Torah says Kasha Zaman, you set yourself up and say only 1% of them could ever happen.
Yeah, but the reason it can never happen is because we are applying
the standard
of onesh to the Maisa Averu. It's two different things. The Adam said Eidos Shel Sheker, right? So now the Gemara is saying that we will not evaluate this Eidos Sheker the way that we evaluate every other Aveira, because the Torah says that we have to give him a certain punishment. And the punishment has to be in sync with the punishment which they wanted to impose on somebody else. Another question. Lu Yitzuyer, Alakasha. That they said Reuven killed Shimon at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, in the morning. Is there a halacha that we have to kill the Edom Zayim at 11 o'clock in the morning? Was there?
I'm saying just because we're not saying that they become the victim. We're saying they become the perpetrator.
So why do we say that they have to have Asra? They fabricated a situation. So why are we picking out this part of the fabrication and not another part of the fabrication? Kasha Zomam, last size. No?
What would be another? I mean, I'm saying if they said he killed them at 11 o'clock,
yeah.
The perpetrators don't get killed at 11 o'clock because they killed
someone. The execution won't get, correct. Right?
If the execution date was 11 o'clock, they should be killed at 11 o'clock. I mean, if the execution date of the would-be victim would have been 11,
The alleged Ritzayach, not the alleged Nirtzach. I think the alleged Ritzayach.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't set yet. But the point is, we're picking out a certain strand of the Maisa. No, what did you say, Yosef? See, that's very good, very good. Well, we'll get to that. Very good. That's a mahalach of that we'll point out tomorrow with Hashem. That's the mahalach of Reb Baruch Ber and the Rav's father, Reb Mechavin, to that word. It's very good. That's Pshat and Ramah. Good, good. We'll get to that. Good. Sammy. Go ahead.
We saw in a sefer that the whole sugya is talking about a different aspect of Hasra. The other aspect of Hasra is Lati Atma Lamisa, what the Ramah says.
Yeah.
So therefore, Abai is saying that the Eden Zilman were trying to mechayiv a so-called Rotzeach Misa, even though he was in Matya Atzmo L'Misa, so they also don't require Asra to be killed. Because another aspect of is what we've been saying, Afal Pi.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not that we're not...
I have to think about it. Okay, it's interesting. The Sefer is also bothered by this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Yeah.
You have to say that Kasha Zalman is not, it's not you like an Oral Onish. Meaning, I think, if I understand correctly, I'm sort of assuming that Kasha Zalman is like an Oral Onish, so therefore it shouldn't be set for the straw. But, I think you said, almost like you're taking the place.
Yeah.
It's not that it's a separate Onish now that I'm Kasha, so therefore I need the straw. It's that I'm taking the place. And if the din would have carried through, so they would have gotten killed. If there's no necessity.
They would have got killed without a Maisa Ritzicha. They would have got killed without a Maisa Veira.
Yeah, I mean, but reviewing Kashoma as if they're in the state of the Nidon, and the case that can carry through is the case.
That's the... I understand what you're saying. It's not the Kashoma. What I don't understand is how we can then say that we're gonna prosecute them for an aveira and give the aveira a different standard than any other aveira.
That's the uniqueness of Kasher
Zomam. I accept what you're saying, but the uniqueness of Kasher Zomam should not change this aspect of the aveira more than any other aspect of the aveira. Would we if we could prove that the Edom Zayim did it b'shayeg? If we could prove that the Edom Zayim did it b'oynus, would we say Kasher Zomam? In the story that you created, maybe he was also b'shayeg. No. So I have to think about what Yoni was saying before. But I think ha'oilam mizeh is the following yisod, that hasra is not a din in the ma'aseh aveira. Hasra is a din in oinshin. Hasra is a din in the basin's application of a certain oinish. It's not a din in the value of the ma'aseh aveira. It's hard for us to reorient ourselves. I think the Birk Sevron makes this point. And the raya would be from this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about Oinshin, not necessarily the Maisa Veira. And this is a Gevaldig raya. Avoskila the Chamura Imaloi. The more Chomur the Oinish is, you need another pasuk to teach you that you need Hasra for that Oinish. It could be the same thing Yoni is saying of Matir Atzmei Lemisa, because Matir Atzmei Lemisa could be seen as, in effect, the way that I think about it, the way that Rav Shechter often presents it is a halacha in allowing himself to be killed. I always understood Matir Atzmei Lemisa mean as such a chomedika maisa. He's willing to do this maisa even though he knows he'll get killed. A chomedika amazing. Rav Shechter always used to give shirim saying that mat etzul misa means that is the way that Basin gives him the oinish. Basin kills him because he already said, I'm letting Basin do this. So that's what I want you to think about. We have to focus on is, next is the Rambam. Next is focus on the Rambam in Hasra. Try to understand the Rambam of Adam Zimmerman. But think about this idea of, no, it's a kasha. But if the kasha is a kasha, so then that means there's an important yesod that's buttressed by this sugya. That hasra is not an evaluation of the degree of hazada. For me, this is a big chiddush because I also look at it differently. But hasra is Beisdin's, is what gives Beisdin the responsibility to punish in a certain way. And therefore, it is part of the din of Kasha Zama. It belongs to the Pasha Kasha Zama. All right, let's give it some thought. We'll think about that. We'll discuss it more tomorrow, Mr. Shah.